A former NBA coach is now a PE teacher and high school coach at Haynes School. And the Chilkat Valley Preschool has decided on a new location, though they still have thousands of dollars to raise before they can afford it. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haynes School now has a PE teacher and high school girls basketball coach who trained an NBA team for 20 years. Greg Brittenham says despite his high-profile jobs with the New York Knicks and later with Wake Forest University, what he's really wanted is to end up in the 2,000-person town of Haynes.
I want you to take about 8 or 10, just working on that angle.
Coach Brittenham leads 10 girls in a layup drill to start their Friday practice. It looks like a humble job for someone with this on his resume.
Prior to this, I was at Wake Forest University as a player development coach. And prior to that, I was with the New York Knicks for 20 years as an assistant coach in varying capacity.
But Brittenham waited years for the right opportunity to move to Haynes. He would call or email school district administrative assistant Ashley Sage about once a year asking about job openings. Why?
You look around. I mean, that's why everybody's here, especially in the winter. I mean, people don't leave this place. It's just spectacular. I mean, it's everything I've wanted. It's taken me about, 18 years to get here, and I finally made it.
In the early 1990s, Brittenham visited Haynes for the first time. He was working with a summer program in Clukwan called Camp of Champs. After that first experience, he kept coming back every year, even after the Camp of Champs program ended. He's also done basketball clinics all over Southeast Alaska. When the Haynes PE teacher position opened for this school year, Brittenham saw his chance. He and his wife moved here in the summer.
One of the things I really believe is that if the kids know that there's no other agenda, and they know that, hey, I'm not in it to make the money, I'm not in it, for any other reason, maybe use this school to get to another level, not at all. I'm only here to help. And once you've gained their trust, and the job is easy because they know that, basically you have their best interests at heart.
Brittenham has never worked as a school PE teacher before. He says one of the most surprising things about the new job is what he's seen from the other teachers.
I came in on a Sunday off the ferry, and there were teachers here preparing for Monday on a holiday weekend. And the amount of hours that these people invest in the children of this community is just astounding.
Brittenham is now getting the unique chance to teach kids about movement in a way he often wished NBA players had been taught. He says youth sports are so competitive that kids go right into learning sport skills before they learn fundamental movement patterns, like how to tuck and roll when you fall.
So when I go to the pros, there's a lot of those guys that they're unbelievable shooters, jump shooters, and they can dunk, but they can't move. They don't run the floor very well, or they don't slide their feet. They can't get over to play defense. And so it was kind of interesting to see these guys made it that far, yet they're really lacking in some of the skills that we're working on right now with our fourth and fifth graders.
Brittenham is enjoying the challenge of teaching, but he says basketball is his passion. So he's happy to be a Glacier Bear coach.
I've got a group of girls that just absolutely, embrace learning how to play the game of basketball.
There are 16 girls signed up for the team. Brittenham says they're working on mechanics in practice. Shooting, passing, keeping control of the ball. That's something junior Kaylee Swinton has noticed.
It's more perfecting everything and being perfectionist about everything we do.
Swinton has played basketball in Haynes since fourth grade. This season has been different.
A lot more positivity, and everybody's working together.
How has it been more positive?
The coaches and everybody have just been more into basketball, and they're more excited about the game.
Brittenham says he plans to do coaching a little unconventionally. He wants to give team members more equal playing time, regardless of talent.
The philosophy is if you're going to invest time and energy into this team, then I'm going to absolutely try to find minutes for you to play games.
He also doesn't plan on choosing a team captain. He says he'd prefer to think everyone is a leader on the team. The Glacier Bear girls play their first game in Petersburg December 19th. The first home game is January 2nd against Wrangell. The Skagway Assembly is conflicted over whether they should pay for a more than $200,000 cost increase for Gateway Port Project. That increase came after the original drilling company backed out of the project, and a more expensive one was hired. The discussion became heated at a special assembly meeting Monday. KHNS's Margaret Friedenauer has more.
KPFF Engineers of Seattle was awarded the $1.5 million design contract for the Gateway Project to expand the Skagway Port. In October, the Assembly voted to add another $1 million worth of work to that contract. That work is to analyze material in the ore dock basin and conduct drilling in the ore dock peninsula and small boat harbor for the harbor expansion project. But KPFF said an agreement with its drilling subcontractor, Denali Drilling, fell through. In order to keep the project moving forward, KPFF found another company, Cascade Drilling, but it costs another $221,000. Project manager Chad Gubala said the additional cost is because of the type of drill used by Cascade.
Nobody is actually loading anything more on top of this in terms of costs. We unfortunately just had to go to the next highest bidder to be able to get the job done.
Engineer Bob Riley of KPFF was on the phone during the meeting and says there are only a few qualified drillers that can perform the type of work needed on the project. But the Assembly isn't convinced the municipality is responsible for the extra cost. Assemblymember Dan Henry was also on the phone for the meeting. He sparred with Riley over who's responsible for the additional cost of switching drilling companies. Riley said the increased amount is specifically for the drilling costs and does not go to the engineering company. Henry said it was KPFF's responsibility to come through with work contracted for and for paying any associated increased costs.
All right, let's not be adversarial. Let's have the city manager get with Bob and run it by him and get back to us.
That was Assemblymember Tim Cochran halting Henry and Riley's discussion. But Assemblymember Steve Burnham echoed Henry's concerns about whether the municipality is responsible for the costs. He says if KPFF had secured a contract with Denali Drilling, then when they backed out, neither KPFF nor the municipality would be on the hook for the extra money.
I think their indication would have been that they are signing a contract with KPFF that they're ready to do the work for X amount of dollars. Then you ask for the amendment. We commit to the amendment, and you know that if they back out, you're going to be able to get that payment from them. And I think that's where you're falling short.
Riley said his company does have a contract with the new company, and in fact, crews are already on their way to Skagway. Henry pressed Riley on why that was if the Assembly hasn't approved the additional cost. Riley said KPFF will be out the $221,000 if it's not approved by the Assembly. Mayor Mark Schaefer said he wants to consult with Municipal Attorney Bob Blasco, who was traveling Monday and not able to join the meeting. The Assembly did not vote or make a decision on the amendment Monday, pending a discussion with Blasco. Riley said the drilling work is scheduled to begin in January and last through the month. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.
The Chilkat Valley Preschool Board has decided on a new home for the program about a year after the Haynesboro Assembly told them they would need to leave their current location. The preschool board hopes to buy and renovate a building owned by Sue Folletti on Willard Street that used to house Lynn Canal Counseling. They decided on that option instead of constructing a new building because it is less expensive and has a shorter timeline. Time and money are two things the preschool is short on. The preschool has been in a borough-owned building on First Avenue for about 40 years. In January, the borough assembly decided to end the preschool's lease because the building is too decrepit to maintain. They gave the preschool 6 months to leave and later extended the deadline to June 30, 2015. Preschool office manager Renee Hoffman is one of the people who led the search for a new facility. She says the preschool plans to ask the borough for another lease extension until the end of December 2015. Once the preschool submits a request to the borough, Clerk Julie Causey says the manager and other borough staff would make a recommendation to the assembly. Then the assembly would discuss and vote on the lease extension request over the course of three meetings, with room for public comment. Hoffman estimates buying and renovating the Folletti Building will cost between $250,000 and $275,000. So far, the preschool has raised about $61,000. They hope to raise $140,000 as quickly as possible in order to apply for grants from multiple organizations, including the Rasmussen Foundation. Hoffman says they hope to have the new facility ready by the start of next school year in August, but they're not sure if they'll have all the money raised by that time. The preschool currently serves 25 3- and 4-year-olds and employs 4 teachers. The preschool plans to buy 2 of the 3 lots the Folletti Building occupies. Hoffman says the space will be 100 square feet larger than their current location. They plan to build a playground outside of the facility and to rent out an office space in the building for extra income. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files.